I'm listening to again the MP3, the book version of Contagion Myth, Tom Cowan's book, and he's referring to the Invisible Rainbow. Now, both of these books are in the folder, the Google Drive folder, where my books are, so you can read them. And I probably said more or less this as one of the speculations, but it's when the book's describing when we think of the Spanish flu, most people don't think of the bleeding of internal organs and the brain and the eyes and the ears and the throat and people drowning in their own blood. We've been trained to think of that in relation to what they call Ebola and what they call a virus, which they call Ebola, and which they appear to be calling Marburg virus also. And why did they stop? Okay, economic wrecking. They carried out their program of economic wrecking for 2.5 years, and then they continued that in China. So they've done all the economic wrecking they need to do for the moment under the guise of the virus narrative, official virus narrative, and they switched. It was a bit hard to explain increase in electricity and gas and oil prices. The virus and lockdowns are a really good way to carry out economic wrecking, economic destruction in many sectors to destroy small and medium businesses. The official virus narrative is really good for that sort of economic wrecking. But did the official virus narrative have the capacity to explain sanctions on Russia and increases in gas and oil prices? Now, they needed another narrative. The official virus narrative had huge potential, and it achieved that potential for economic wrecking, for bankrupting nations and making them debt slaves to the World Bank and IMF and to the World Health Organization and its new its new dictatorship. I can't remember what they called the new organization they set up, but the one that allows the New World Order to lock down your nation and to mandate things. In other words, to dictate to your government its policies. The World Bank did that indirectly. The World Bank and IMF indirectly have been dictating the economic and social policies of nations for decades now. But countries like Australia and Britain and Germany were too, despite all the economic wrecking going on in the background, they were too resilient and too productive and too rich. So they didn't manage to bankrupt Australia and Britain and Germany for a long time. And so they needed this official virus narrative to bankrupt these nations. But part of their program was, and I said from the beginning, even before any of this, any lockdowns, was that they're going to move to increase energy prices around the world. And like we demonstrated with Denmark, even countries like Denmark, which were already totally wind and solar and wave-generated power systems, they even managed to triple the prices of electricity in Denmark, which was totally independent of the rest of the world, simply by market mechanisms. Because if suppliers of electricity in Denmark can sell their electricity in Germany for 3 times the price, domestic price, then the free market says they must, and they do, and that therefore they increase the price in Denmark also of electricity. Even though the energy market in Denmark is totally decoupled, yeah, like a clutch, totally decoupled, totally no connection between Denmark and the rest of the world, no import of electricity inputs into Denmark, but still they tripled the price of electricity simply by the market mechanism, what they call the market mechanism. You know, so my point here in this video is listening, being reminded again by Dr. Tom Cowan's reference to the invisible rainbow and the research done into what they called the Spanish influenza, the influenza of the stars, because they couldn't find any cause, you know, so-called cause, for what they call Spanish flu symptoms. They've been located in electromagnetic radiation, you know, new technologies that were being rolled out. And this is my point. So remember, the bleeding that they're going to call, that they call Marburg and Ebola, was always a main symptom of associated with the deaths of people from what they call Spanish flu. And the Spanish flu, the closest correlation between any new input into the system and the emergence of this new output they call Spanish flu was electromagnetic radiation, new telecommunication systems, radar towers, telecommunications. And I'm going to read again. I'm going back to these books to refresh my memory and see what clicks now. Because I burnt out totally. I totally burnt out, remember. And I'm trying to get back to that sort of productive work. If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to stay alive, I have to be productive. There's no justification in pleasure for me. There's no pleasure to living. The only justification can be to be productive. If I don't have the guts, like I was saying to my friend who's letting me use his internet now, I was there last night in an apartment upstairs. I was trying to explain to him how hard it is to kill yourself. If I can't gather the courage to kill myself, then I can't just hang around sleeping all day and feeling miserable. I've got to be productive. That's like the Germanic response to the world. It's work. Yeah. Hide yourself in work. So anyway, I'm going to try to be productive again. And there's a million reasons why I should do, why it's all hopeless and why there's no reason to do anything. But the alternative is to kill myself, and I can't manage that. For some reason, I'm very bad at killing myself, even though I've written the guide to it, you know. In theory, I know the whole thing in theory. In practice, I'm very bad at it, yeah. So those who do and kill themselves, those who can't, write books teaching other people how to do it. So, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, the bleeding from the internal organs, yeah, which they're calling Marburg and Ebola, that was clearly documented when they rolled out the new technologies in the First World War and afterwards, the telecommunications, radar, radio transmission towers, even the Queen Mother, died. You read my book and or read The Invisible Rainbow, you'll see. On the Isle of Man, I think it was. Remember the bleeding is EMF. And remember that the virus, official virus narrative was really good at economic wrecking in certain areas, but it wasn't really a suitable narrative to explain the massive, massive, massive increases in energy prices. A alleged war narrative with to justify sanctions against Russia and other things like this, it was a much better narrative to explain a storyline to tell people, how come energy prices, why is oil and gas and electricity so expensive now? Well, how do you answer that question? Oh, it's because of the war in Ukraine. Oh, I see. You know, the telling people it's because of the virus, and you go, what? Hang on, how's the virus causing increasing gas prices? Sorry. You know, but tell them it's a war, and they go, oh, yeah, okay, I see. I understand now. Oh, I understand, you know. I feel like I know something. I feel like I understand. You understand nothing, yeah, but you have this feeling. Oh, okay, that makes sense. So remember that. And what was my point? Yeah. Apart from the economic wrecking of the official virus narrative, that aspect, maybe they did do research on 5G, etc., and they had a fear that there would be a massive death toll from 5G. They wanted to roll it out, and they have some way of protecting themselves against it, but they want to roll out 5G to control everybody as a control mechanism. And they probably expected huge death toll, just like after the rollout of the new technologies after World War I and during World War I. That led to what they call the Spanish flu. So maybe they were expecting a repeat of the Spanish, what they called the Spanish flu, from their new technologies they were determined to roll out. And to cover for that, as a cover for that, they needed to set up the official virus narrative and this COVID narrative, official COVID narrative, to cover that. And then in reality, look, we've got 5G on this building. So my plan to test whether my neck and hand problems are electromagnetic, I've been foiled again because I'm on the ground floor, on the ninth floor on top of the building, and probably the main, and my friend thinks it's one of the main ways this building owner is making money is from renting the roof to the 5G tower. So there's 5G tower on this, and I was using 5G to download some torrents. And so I think they maybe they expected a huge death toll from the rollout of 5G and some other technologies, and they needed the official COVID narrative as a cover. That's one aspect of it. The other, this is a glass bead game, a glass Perlenspiel, remember? We're trying to unravel. Has many levels. The economic wrecking aspect, yeah. And after 2.5 years, when there weren't billions of people dying from the 5G, they figured they don't need that narrative anymore. They're using that narrative to carry out experiments on people and to test kill shots and all this other stuff and sterilization programs. They're using it for that also. But I think they needed a war narrative to justify increase in oil, gas, and electricity prices, and therefore they're letting the official COVID narrative take the back seat for the moment. Anyway, I've got to stop the video because it's almost 12 minutes. Okay, ciao for now.